Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello!
Hello, mate.
Happy Friday. No, I'm talking to them. Happy Friday to them. Happy Friday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, host Andy Goldstein, and of course, old Cundy over there. No, I'm just saying.
Oh, thank you.
Don't forget to check me out on Drive to Duck. Oh, what show we got? Do you know we got on our show today?
Benty?
I've told you. Yeah, Darren Bent. Now, there were a whole host of British sides in action last night in Europe.
They were stinks. Stinks. Hold your breath for these, mate.
Well, actually.
Hold, see if you can do it, right? Hold your breath. De Zerbi's Brighton had to pump Roma.
What?
Klopp's Liverpool played a dead rubber against Sparta Prague.
You ran a dead rubber?
Pumped a dead rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah, many times.
Yeah.
Where was I? Moyes' West Ham welcomed Freiburg, needing a win. Emery's Villa played Ajax, cleaned up, they're going to clean up. And Rangers challenged Benfica.
I wonder how they all got on, Jason.
Well, Stinks, whatever happened, myself and Jamie Harrer were there to take all of the calls.
As Kudus goes for five and gets it. Bow with a little layup on the edge of the area, and Kudus is there to smack it in from the edge of the D. West Ham 5, Freiburg 0. A 5-0 win in the knockout stages of European football. Never to be sniffed at. Bring on the quarters.
Well, the bubbles are up. I'm not sure if they're champagne bubbles, because it's been a champagne performance. They've been absolutely terrific. And now he can bring on the kids, you know. It's like a dream come true with David Moyes this night. But Kudus again, what a great goal. He's taking it from inside, just outside the penalty area, smashed it in the bottom left-hand corner. His second goal, and just to cap off what has been an absolutely fabulous performance as he now walks to the sideline, which we get a standing ovation if the crowd can notice it's him. Absolutely brilliant.
5-0. Right, they win tonight. Batter Freiburg, putting a big performance for the football club.
They were excellent, mate.
David Moyes, credit where it's due. Comes in for a lot of stick from West Ham fans, and I tell
Too
you
much
what,
stick.
They need that. To apologise to this man. It's a big, big result for them. They are flying in the Premier League of where they're at. They're probably top of the table and where West Ham can probably get to.
Yep.
And they're in the quarterfinals.
Right. West Ham fans, if you're a Moyes out, are you brave enough? And that's the word, brave enough, to pick up the phone and come on and continue that mantra that you want Moyes out. Are you brave enough?
A few moments later,
let's go to Steve, who's a West Ham fan. Steve,
all right, Steve-o.
Got Moyes, how you doing?
Steve-o. You want Moyes in or out?
Yeah, of course he wants Moyes in.
Out. All day long, out.
What do you mean?
Honestly.
Tonight is the first time he's actually played an attacking lineup, and wow, we scored 5 goals. Why do we do it every bloody week?
And you still want him out?
Yeah. We can't carry on the way we are.
What? Keep getting to quarterfinals of champions of Europe. You keep getting to European Cup. You know, whatever it is, whatever
stages.
Grade, you get the quarterfinals every 3 out of 3. No, you want more.
Hang on, we beat pub teams in the Europa.
You're a disgrace, Steve. You're a disgrace, mate. You're an absolute disgrace.
No, it's what we have to watch every week is a disgrace, and the fact that he don't attack, the fact that he doesn't use tonight, the players didn't listen to him. They went out there and attacked.
That's so it's nothing to do with Moyes tonight, that. Nothing to do with him.
Where you lot in the media get this whole thing about, this isn't a David Moyes performance, and David Moyes won't be happy. He's always happy with him sitting in and defending, because that's what he sends him out to do.
It's our fault,
So they didn't listen to him, like, nothing. No. His team talks, the team he picked, they just went, you know what? No, not listening to the manager.
Yeah.
No, let's do our own thing, lads. Let's go out there and win 5-0. We'll do it for ourselves, yeah? Is that what they did?
It's only taken until mid-March, isn't it?
Mid-March? What do you mean mid-March?
Shambles.
Do you know what, right? You West Ham fans are the most ungrateful bunch I've ever heard. You have delusions of grandeur. You are unbelievable. You're unbelievable, Steve. Seriously, mate, you're unbelievable.
If we're seventh in the league, as everyone keeps telling me, and oh, that's how wonderful West Ham are, why shouldn't we expect a bit more? Why shouldn't we expect a next class manager? If Tottenham can go on and do that, why the bloody hell can't West Ham?
Because you're West Ham. Because you're West Ham, Steve. You're Steve. You're West Ham.
What's the difference apart from we've won a cup?
No, but Steve, you're West Ham.
Right.
But you're West Ham, Steve. You can't change. Whatever you want to change, you can change the manager, you can change your ground, you can change your badge. You can't change your name. Well, maybe you can try. I don't know. Maybe they will. But you're still West Ham, Steve. Come on.
The final whistle has just sounded. Brighton's first ever European campaign is over. In truth, it was over after they were thrashed 4-0 in the Italian capital a week ago. It's finished Brighton 1, Roma 0 on the night. Danny Welbeck with the only goal of the game. A stunning 20-yard curler into the top corner.
The Benfica fans, you hear it singing behind me now. It's Rangers 0. Benfica 1, that's 3-2 to the Portuguese on aggregate.
Liverpool 6, Sparta Prague 1. Harvey Elliott's shot deflected in by Cody Gakpo for his second. 10 gone second half, Liverpool 6, Sparta Prague 1.
Lays begin at Villa Park, little 1-2 between Diaby and Tielemans. The defender's made a mistake. Diaby's darting through here, angle against him in the area, shoots, rams it in! It's 4 for Aston Villa! And that was an emphatic finish from Moussa Diaby. On a night of delight for Unai Emery and Aston Villa into the quarterfinals of the Conference League with a bang. Aston Villa 4, Ajax 0.
Yeah, well, that's the icing on the cake.
Credit to the Villa boys today. We were playing against an Ajax team, OK, that weren't as good as what they were last season because they were in the Champions League last season. But we've absolutely turned them over tonight. We've played some really, really good football. We've obviously got another 2 injuries again tonight, don't know how severe they are, but we've continued and just continued growing under Unai. I mean, when you look at when he came in, we were sitting, I think it was 17th in the league, and he got us into European football in his first season. He's now taking us, we're sitting in Champions League places, we're in a quarterfinal of a European Cup, and when you look at the teams that are remaining in that competition, a number of those teams were competing in the Champions League last season.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, yesterday, Gareth Southgate, my mistake,
announced
his England squad for the upcoming friendlies against Brazil and Belgium. Oh, I wonder if Henderson was involved. What a surprise.
Andy Gordon and Jarrod Braithwaite have received their first England call-ups, and Ivan Toney has been recalled, Stinks.
He has. But Benjamin White, is missing again. Mm. Which Gareth addressed in his press conference.
I didn't have a phone call from Edu. John McDermott did as our technical director. So we're respecting that decision that Ben has asked to be taken off our long list. As I said, for me, it's a great shame. He is a player that I really like. Picked him for Euros, picked him for a World Cup. Tried to speak to him post-World Cup to select him, and I could see he was reticent regarding that, so I just backed away from it. But of course, we're now in a situation where there would be no credibility in standing there and saying, I'm not picking Ben White because he's not playing well. So the fact that he's asked to come off that long list, I think now it's acceptable to sort of share that. As I said, I want to keep the door open because he's a good player and hopefully he might change his mind moving forward. And what I said in the press conference was I also wanted to address the fact that a little bit of rumour around Steve Holland, which I don't think is fair. People can have rumours about me, and they do all the time, and I have to accept that. I'm the manager, but I'm not prepared for my staff to be put in that position.
Now, on my Drive Time show, Darren Bent gave... What are you laughing for?
That just makes me laugh.
What are you laughing at?
Just, go on, say
great
again.
Show. On my Drive Time show. What are you laughing at that for?
Well, you share it stinks.
No.
Stinks.
No. Just like... Listen, how long have you been on the sports bar?
Stinks.
How long have you been on the sports bar? Just like it's Jamie O'Hara's sports bar. On my Drive Time show, Darren Bent gave his opinions on the Ben White situation. And then, Jay, guess what happened after that? We took some phone calls.
There's obviously something that he doesn't like. I mean, when I played, like, even getting that call up to go play for my country, I'll never forget the first time I ever got that call up.
Mm-hmm.
Just played Sunderland away at Charlton. Scored two. Didn't think it was... never in my wildest dreams. I thought I was getting picked for the 21s because I'd been in the England 21s for a while.
Yeah.
On the coach, phone, get a text message. You've been selected for the full national team. Sometimes I laugh. One game. Sometimes I laugh. Nah, not having it. Left it. Completely left it. Phone rings. Hi, Darren. It's Michelle. You've been selected. It was a wind-up. But getting that call there at that time was like, oh my goodness. It almost
like you won the lottery, right?
Like I won the lottery.
Yeah.
I could not believe it. And every single time I got called up, I absolutely loved it. Being amongst England's best, you're almost like, it's a badge of honour. Some people are just different. Like, some people who I know, like, hated it. And I always used to think... Like,
what did they hate?
You'll get some players that are just like, do you know what? I know I'm not going to play. I've got no chance of playing. There are about three or four people in front of me in my position. I'm going to go there for 10 days, 2 weeks, not play any minutes. And for what reason? I'd rather stay at home. But then I said, I know players that would at least would do the honourable thing, would go there, get there and go, ah, got an injury, and leave. So the only thing I say about Ben White, although I wouldn't do that, that I would always want to go, at least he's been honest straight away and gone, I don't want to go.
It's a double-edged sword here. Look, let me put, as an Arsenal fan, sort of, you're sort of happy that he's not playing and he's going to be injury-free. However, you know, I can't think like Benny. There must be something going on, Andy, and I don't think people should jump and say it's disgraceful, it's this, it's that, because there could be lots of reasons.
But I agree with you, Pat. But surely we can only make a comment on what we know. You can't...
Andy, you don't know nothing.
So no, but for... you don't know nothing. No, but what I'm saying, I hear what you're saying, Pat, but what I'm saying is, from all the information that we have got, then we have to make our assumption. Otherwise, whenever there's a new story about anything, you can go, well, maybe we don't know the bigger picture.
No, I get that. But why then, okay, Gareth Southgate, why then did he specifically mention about Steve Holland? Because, I mean, what was the problem then? None of us know the problem. Did Gareth Southgate then, he said about Edu and John McDermott phoning Edu. Is there a reason why Gareth Southgate, as one of his original squad players, why hasn't Gareth picked up the phone to him? Do you know, in other words, look, can we sort this out, Ben? I mean, there's obviously a serious problem or something here behind the scenes.
TalkSport Daily.
What'd you make of that, JJ?
It stinks.
Yeah, of what? Well, that mic. That muff.
Honestly, Alan Brazil, mate. What's he? He's been missing all week down in Cheltenham. It's still...
What's he smell of? Champagne? Stale champagne?
A nappy.
Now, unless you've been living under a rock, you'll know...
A what?
A wok.
What? I mean, that's...
You know what you...
You can't live under a wok.
What,
I mean,
you
could, I suppose.
Yeah, you could.
If it's
tiny.
Big enough.
Yeah.
If the wok was big enough...
Is the what?
Could, if the wok was big enough, you could live under it.
The what?
The wok.
What?
Wok.
A wok. Yeah. Anyway, if you've been living under a wok, you'll know that this week has been Cheltenham week. And TalkSport bring you and brought you all the live commentary reaction.
Yesterday, Harry Redknapp owned Shake 'em Up Howie and was running in the Twaster Twader Plate.
Shake 'em Up Harry takes it up, jumping 2L. It's Shake 'em Up Harry that kicks 2-3 lengths clear from Frero Bombu, Crebley Farside, Arctic Brazil, and then James Zabuli and Straw Fan Jack and Il Rodoto in the final phase. Oh, a lovely leap from Shake 'em Up Harry. It's Shake 'em Up Harry who's kicked away under Ben Jones. 3 lengths clear, got to get up the hill. Crebley and Straw Fan Jack, they're attacking. It's Shake 'em Up Harry, drifting right-handed, but he's out clear by a couple of lengths and racing up towards the line. Shake 'em Up Harry will win the plate for Harry Redknapp.
And TalkSport's Rupert Bell, I don't know why I'm taking the mickey out myself, caught up with a jubilant Harry Redknapp.
I'm so jealous of you. Yeah. You've owned a Cheltenham winner. I'm desperate to own one, and now you've done it.
Yeah.
How amazing is that? A festival winner.
It was amazing. I loved every minute of it, just to... You know, you come here with dreams, and to see him coming up the hill in front, it was a special feeling, you know. You always dream of having a Cheltenham winner, but you never actually expect it to happen. And I've come here today, two runners, chances, each way chances. I told everybody, yeah, look, having each little each way double, but they, you know, don't expect them to win.
I've seen Sir Alex doing it. It means it seems to mean a lot to him.
Yes.
And clearly you too. This has been your hobby, but this more than that.
Oh, it's a big passion. You know, we both love the racing, and for him to have two winners and me to have one winner has been great.
Harry, lovely to see
lovely
you in a winner's
to you as well.
You lucky old boy.
I love listening to you. I'm with the boys in the morning.
Oh well, they'll love seeing you.
Jay, what would you call your horse?
My face.
Why would you call it my face? Coming up on the inside is my face.
Yeah.
My face is kind of right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
My face went 2 furlongs.
Imagine you've got money on it.
How much you got that? I've got 20 quid on my face.
Yeah. And now what you're shouting as it comes down the home straight?
My face. Get on my face. Yeah, it works, doesn't it? Because if it's coming down the home...
Yeah.
Come on, my face. Yes, come on. Come on, my face. 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 Come on, it. Come on, it. Come on, my face. Get in. Yeah, that works.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
With it being Cheltenham Week, one big question loomed. Would Alan Brazil make it all 4 days?
Let's hear what his spirits were like yesterday morning. Spirits, so that's the bad word to use. His spirits were down his neck going into the penultimate day.
I hopefully will be back tomorrow. I've just got a bad feeling about today. With Dino and Party Parlour. So if you've had a little bit of 10-1 he won't make Friday, you might be in the money.
And they're off, and here comes Brazil roaring out of the traps. Right with him is Romford Pele, ridden by the experienced Ray Parlour.
Thank you anyway, Pele. Thanks for your time. Obrigado.
But look, Lizzie, Andy Townsend's fallen at the first hurdle. They've seen him off already.
Townsend's out of the race. Listen, fair play.
Listen, fair play.
Brazil the favourite, leading the pack, and from behind comes the rare Welsh breed Dino.
Strange horse that one, Rupert. Difficult to control.
Right you are, Lizzie, and he's struggling with the fences, but to be fair, he's only got little legs.
When it starts raining, some horses do not go in the heavy going.
On we go. But oh, look, is that Brazil veering off course?
I don't care.
It looks like he's seen the Guinness tent, Rupert. His jockey Jill needs to bring him back under control.
And thankfully, that's what she does. Jockey Jill, so experienced in these situations. Brazil, such a thirsty horse.
I'm off to get lashed.
And that's Romford Pele gaining some ground. That knack has so much energy, Lizzie. What does Ray Parlour feed it?
Cobra bombs, Rupert.
Whoa, yeah.
Now emerging from the pack, here comes Lone Ranger, ridden by Ali McCoist. And thundering through, here comes Jamie O'Hara on Gabby Abongla horse.
Speed. I am speed.
Wow, Wow, a Bongla horse has some real pace, Rupert. Shame the jockey's so heavy. Would have been the favourite otherwise.
Oh, drop me out.
It's still Brazil leading the pack, though. But is he beginning to tire? Romford Pelly is behind by a length as we come up to the last hurdle. Lone Ranger in the mix as well. But can Brazil make it? We've only a matter of moments to go. Here comes the Cheltenham roar. Romford Pelly battling hard. Lone Ranger kicking on. But Brazil is leading, going into the final hurdle. Will he make it? Has he made it?
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on Talk About Where We Get Your Podcast From. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today.
Hit the subscribe, the like button, hit whatever's around you right now. Be safe, everybody. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.